弟兄平安。
好的，
首先特别感谢我们教会弟兄姐妹能够在上个星期六，能够去我们教会，参加教会现场典礼，让我是非常感动。
I want to thank many of you who come to participate in our dedication ceremony. I'm very grateful.
因为从这边去纽约不是件容易事情。
It takes a while to travel there.
很多的 traffic， 很多的这个拥挤。
It's a crowd.
但看到神在过去这几年当中也祝福我们教会。
I see God has been blessing your church.
我相信呢，神也照样祝福你的教会。
In the same way, God will bless your church.
刚才这段圣经在圣经里边非常重要。
The verse that we just read is very important.
让我们好像看到在天堂或者在这个山上，在天上看到一个。天国的高峰会议。
Because we see a very high meeting in heaven almost.
我们看到一个是摩西。
There was Moses.
一个是以利亚。
There's Elijah.
为什么不是亚伯拉罕呢？
Why not Abraham?
为什么不是说是雅各呢？或者说是大卫呢？
Why not Jacob? Why not David?
在旧约圣经里面可以分成两大部分。
In the Old Testament, there are two big divisions.
一个是律法，
One is the law,
是以摩西五经为主旨的律法。
Where Moses is the head,
是由摩西或者是由摩西借着他的口所传递出来的。
It's something that would come from the mouth of Moses.
所以摩西代表一切旧约律法的总纲。
So Moses represents everything Old Testament.
那以利亚呢？
How about Elijah?
他是在圣经上面一个非常重要的先知。
Elijah is another very important prophet in the Bible.
从某种意义上讲，他是第一位先知。
He is one of the very first prophets.
咱们看到过去，比如说像撒母耳好像也是先知。
We know about Samuel.
但是他却是真正替神来说话，是一个上帝的出口。
But Elijah indeed was the first one who speak for God.
在异象当中。
In his vision,
耶稣带着三个亲密的门徒都上了山上。
He took three of his very close disciples to go up the
mountain. 摩西、以利亚跟耶稣他们一起交谈。
Together, Moses, Elijah, and Jesus, they talk there.
他们谈什么呢？
What were they talking about?
没有人知道，因为圣经没有告诉我们。
Nobody really know because the Bible did not record them.
但是如果你看圣经接下来神的耶稣的讲论。又知道他是在讲论到一个新的时代的开始。
But from what is coming afterward, we know that Jesus is talking about a new kingdom that is to come.
摩西和以利亚代表整个旧约的讲述、旧约的恩典和旧约的约定。
The Moses and Elijah represent the wholeness of the whole Old Testament.
但是当耶稣和他们一起交谈的时候，又表明一个新的时代就要开始。
When Jesus is talking to them, Jesus is talking about a new kingdom that is beginning.
如果你现在就看在十七章马太福音十八十九呢，耶稣就讲天国的论说，天国的道理。
That's why in chapter 17, 18, you can see Jesus talk about the kingdom of God.
预表一个新的时代开始，所以耶稣是一切旧约律法和先知的总纲。
That's why Jesus he concludes the whole Old Testament.
我相信门徒跟耶稣这么多年三年多，他们从来没看到耶稣这么风光。
For all 3 years, the disciples had followed him. They never see him transfigured like that.
和摩西、以利亚在一起。
To be with Moses and Elijah on the mountain.
他们有这样的老师，他们心里边非常的高兴。
They were so happy because their teacher is doing that.
他们非常享受在山上的那种光景。
They really enjoy the presence in the mountain top.
这门徒说：“我们不要下山了。”
They said, "Let's not go back to downtown."
我们搭帐篷好不好？
Let's put up 3 shelters here.
一个给彼得，
one for Peter.
一个给以利亚，
one for Elijah.
另外给耶稣，
and one for Jesus.
为什么不肯下山呢？
Why they don't want to go down to the mountain anymore?
因为这个地方太美了。
Because it's glorious there.
能够看到天上的荣耀。
You can see the glory of heaven.
结果呢？他们话讲完之后，
right after they finish speaking.
一朵光明的云彩就过来了
，A bright cloud come over，
就遮住天上的一个异象的荣耀
，Envelop everything，
门徒就甚惧怕
，And the disciples they were terrified，
就圣经说呢，不见一人使 借耶稣。
They did not see anyone except Jesus then.
这什么意思吗？
What does that mean?
新的世代开始了。
When a new era began.
耶稣将要成就最宝贵的事情。
Jesus is going to accomplish one of the most precious things.
接下来耶稣就进了耶路撒冷。
Because then Jesus went into Jerusalem.
就经历第一个宗之节。
He went through Palm Sunday.
然后在圣殿里讲述。
He was teaching in the temple.
被抓。
He was captured.
花开也过敏。
A palm.
所以今天我们看到耶稣知道山上虽然很荣光，
Even though Jesus knows it's glorious to stay on the mountaintop，
他必须要下山去。
Jesus did need to go down to the mountain。
为什么下山呢？
Why must he go down？
因为山下需要服侍。
Because there are service work need for him to be do to do to be done。
那么山下是什么地方呢？
So the foot of the mountain is what kind of place that under on the foot of the mountain？
若你往下读。
If you continue to
山下是一个充满敌对的地方。
On the mountain foot is hostile place.
在十七章第十二节说，人子也要将这样受他们的害。
Because there the son of man will be persecuted.
这讲说以利亚来了。
When Elijah comes,
他们拒绝他。
They refuse him.
这个以利亚不是指的真的以利亚。
This is not talking about the real Elijah.
乃是指的施洗约翰说的。
He was referring to the John the Baptist.
我知道施洗约翰是耶稣的开路先锋。
We know John the Baptist was the vanguard of Jesus.
他传神国的道。
He talked about the kingdom of God.
后来他被杀。
And then he was killed.
那所以说呢，人子要遭受这样的害。
He said the son of man will suffer the same fate.
你发现，在教会之内，我们可能感受不到这种征战。
Very often in the church, we do not experience this.It is a spiritual war.
但你离开教会，
But once you leave the
church, 你就发现今天这个社会是对教会极端抵触的。
But once you go out of the church, you find our environment are very hostile to church.
其实在东南亚一些异教的组织，
Especially in Asia,
他们几乎说要杀死基督徒。
Sometimes they want to kill all the Christians.
大家知道最近在这边东南亚啊，一些亚洲的国家里面，对基督教一个非常大的一个。
In many countries in Asia, Christians suffer persecution there.
大家最近啊，如果你们关心中国的时事，你发现啊
，If you follow the news in China,
中国最近有一个宗教的新规，就是宗教的有一个法规。
那个 new religious law in China now.
这法规有很多的限制对基督教。
This law has a lot of restriction on Christians.
比如说十八岁以下的。不可以去教会。
Anybody under 18 cannot attend church.
但圣经怎么样说呢？
What did the Bible say?
说不要禁止小孩子到这里来。
But the Bible said, do not forbid the children from coming to me.
因为天国是他们的。
Because the kingdom of God are.
但是今天很多教会已经取消儿童主义学在中国。
In fact, in China, a lot of Sunday school for youth are cancelled.
因为政府呢不允许啊让小孩子。听到让小孩子听信福音。
Because now the government forbids children from attending
church. 而且在那的学生
and there the students
也是被禁止去教会。
They are also forbidden to attend church.
就看不大清楚，这是在中国人民大学的在那个校园里边的有一个新贴出来的标语，照的不是很清楚。
This is a new sign on campus in a Chinese university.
这讲什么呢？就说禁止大声喧哗。
No loud speaking.
第二呢，爱护环境卫生。
Protect our environment.
第三个呢，不得进行传教活动。
No religious activity allowed.
你发现三件事完全没有关联。
These three things are completely unrelated.
大声说话。
To speak loudly.
然后呢，爱护环境卫生是丢纸片啊、吐痰的，这属于这一类的。
To protect not to mess up the environment.
那竟然把传教、传福音也跟他们连在一起。
Now the religious activity is linked together with.
因为看到今天啊，我们看到中国已经开始对教会已经开始打压。
We see that the government began to oppress the church in China.
如果这是在遥远的中国，我们这可能会好一点。
We know it's far away China, it might be we are better here.
我告诉大家，
I'm telling you,
美国目前的情况一点都不好。
In America, same thing are happening.
啊，对，这是中国一个在温州
is,
很大的教会呢，他们政府说要拆十字架。
This is a church in Wenzhou in China. They're going to take off the cross.
这些弟兄姐妹呢，就连夜运了好多石头，把它往门堵住。
The member of the church for whole night they work to block the entrance to the church.
就阻拦政府的车到里面去，把十字架拿掉。
To stop the construction vehicle from removing the cross.
但他们这样做没有保效。
But that was a useless effort.
我们看，政府就是车开上去以后呢，都底下那个烧焊，因为把那个十字架的焊开了之后就掉下来。
They burn the wall and remove the cross.
你说美国可能不会有这个情况。
We say things like this would
never happen. 但是美国确实有另外一种危机。
But America faces another crisis.
就这位是谁
？Who is that？
达赖喇嘛。那这边呢是美国非常著名的一个圣公会的牧师。
The other one is a very well-known pastor.
他们好像两位牧师在一起握手言欢。
Two of them get together, join together.
我不是说一个牧师不能和另外一个宗教领袖有所连接，不是。
I'm not saying a pastor cannot unite activity with other religions.
而是现在美国的很多教会已经不再讲十字架，不再讲救恩。
Because the truth is that many churches in America do not talk about the cross, do not talk about the salvation.
他们认为万教是合一的，都是全人为善的。
They think all the religions are united, they are all the same to make people better.
所以在十年前，中国的教会说，雷锋也可以得救。
Even the thunderstorm can help save you.
雷锋是一个人的名字。雷锋就是做好事，换句话说，一个人靠好事呢，也可以来得救。这是什么道理呢？
By doing good work, you can be saved. What kind of salvation is that?
这个影片给你们看过，这是达赖喇嘛在这个 Riverside Church， 就是河边教会里面向会众讲道。
达赖喇嘛 preaching in the on the Riverside Church in New York。
这个教会是洛克菲勒所捐赠的一个教堂，也是对于美国最大的教堂之一。当初的管风琴堪称世界最好的管风琴之一。
This is one of the biggest church with the biggest organ in the United States, Riverside Church.
你们正在进行建堂。
You are building a church now.
建堂当中，很多弟兄姐妹砸锅卖铁，跟我一样。
A lot of you are sacrificing yourself to contribute.
奉献金钱。
To give to the church.
希望能够建成一个殿，为神所荣耀敬拜。
You want to build a temple, a church for God to use.
我相信这座教堂当时也是这样。
I'm sure Riverside Church was that way.
好多弟兄姐妹为主的缘故，拿出一生所有的为了建造它。
Many Christians contribute their life saving to build this church.
你想到吗？五十年之后，八十年之后，一个佛教的一个喇嘛，竟然站在这个辉煌的教堂当中来讲神国的道，是什么样的光景？
Who can imagine in 50-80 years a Buddhist Lama is preaching in the church?
所以这是今天美国一些教会的光景。
These are the conditions in many of the American church.
那还有，这达赖喇嘛不但讲道，而且拿着十字架。
Not only does he preach, he uses the cross.
你要知道，达赖喇嘛在美国是一个非常受欢迎的人。
Dalai Lama is someone who is very popular in the United States.
对，这是今天我看一个美国的光景。
This is what we see in U.S.
所以耶稣知道，山上固然很荣耀，非常的舒适，看到神的同在，但是呢，必须下山去。
Jesus knows it's glorious to be on the mountaintop, but he must go down.
这是我们基督徒今天所要承担的社会责任。
This is also the burden that a Christian must bear for the society.
这达赖喇嘛在国会啊，这个国家礼拜堂里面另一场的正道。
This is Dalai Lama preaching on the national church.
所以我们一定啊要知道今天是一个危险的时代。
That's why we should know this is a dangerous time.
虽然我们看不到那种像一些亚洲国家一些回到国家对教会极端的迫害，我们好像看不到，但是呢更多是看到，因为我们在一个舒适的教堂里边，这里真好，就忘记了今天为这个国家为这个地图来祷告。
Because we live in a very peaceful church, we did not, we are not aware of many persecution around, especially in Asia.
今天美国的情况是什么样呢？
What is the condition in U.S.?
从统计学来讲，美国至今大概还有半数以上，也许70%, 80%, 60% 的基督徒。
Right now, from the study of the research, they found maybe 50% or 60% of people are Christian here.
但基督徒有一个特点。
There is also something very special.
他们一方面相信上帝的存在。
They all believe in the existence of God.
但他们又一方面呢，又是相信一些和神所抵触的异教。
But also they believe in a lot of contradictory principles.
就很像在以色列古代情况一样。
Just like what happened in the old Israel.
他们都在敬拜神。
They worship the God they believe in.
他们拿牛羊鸽子来献祭。
They sacrifice a cow and pigeon.
甚至守十一奉献、禁食、祷告。
They give offering and they pray.
但之外呢？
Besides that,
他们又抓住一些异教的偶像，他们不放。
There are also a lot of idolatry belief which they hold on to.
他们相信说。神多拜一点比少拜一点好，就很像我们中国人的观念。
It is safer to worship all the gods.
对，神就大大的发怒。
And God was really very angry.
所以以色列后来被击打、被苦待，不是因为他们完全离弃神，不是。
And God punished them not because of they abandoned God.
他们仍然承认神是他们的神，主是他们的主。
They still acknowledge that God is God, God is Lord.
但他们在信仰之外还抓住别的东西。
But they also believe a lot of other belief.
这不是很像我们今天的基督徒吗？
It's becoming very much like us today.
我们一方面相信神。
We believe in God.
但我们还相信一些除了这个信仰之外的一些奇奇怪怪的东西。
We also believe in many strange things.
最近我们教会有几个人刚去这个以色列去去观光去学习。他们就到了加密山。
A couple of church members went to visit Israel to get Mount 加略山。
那个地方呢，有一个非常大的教堂。
Over there is a very big church.
那个教堂呢，就在当时以利亚和巴比的先知斗法的地方有一个教会。
That's a church where the location where Isaiah conflict with the priest of Baal.
那个教堂里面不只是有以色列人。
Not only are there Jews there.
还有回教徒。
There are Buddhists there.
还有希腊的。是一个跨民族跨宗派的教会。
It's a cross nation and cross religious church.
要知道加密山在圣经里面是个非常重要的一个地点。
You know, mountain is a very important mountain in the Bible.
因为在那地方看到，当巴利和的先知和以利亚代表神的先知，他们一起来斗法，一起来决战的时候呢，那是一个重修祭坛的时候。
Because that's the place where the priest of God and the priest of Baal they conflict with each other and to establish.
所以那段历史你们一定要晓得，就是当以色列百姓进到迦南以后。
That's right after Israel entered the Canaan, the promised land.
他们分地。
They divide up the land.
他们居住。
They live there.
然后呢，他们就失去方向。
Gradually lost their direction.
这是我经常在教会里边的，经常我讲的一个信息。说，当我们教会建堂成功以后，其实是一个真正危险的开始。
Very often after the church is built.That's when the crisis.
我这样讲会把你们吓倒了啊！
I don't want to scare you.
为什么呢？当教会建堂的时候，我们有一个方向。
When you are building the church, you have a very clear goal.
我们建造教堂。
We want to build the church.
完成使命。
We want to hear God.
但是你知道，建造教堂不是很难。
To build a church is really not that difficult.
只要大家同心。
If everybody
open one heart,
with God's help,
极力奉献就办成了。
with everybody offering, it will be a success.
难的是当教堂建立以后。
The difficult thing is that after church.
你甚至还有保持那种在主里边警醒的心来建造耶稣基督的真正的这个身体，那还最重要。
The most important thing, are we still stay vigilant to build the church of God?
所以当时百姓进到迦南地以后
，After they enter the Canaan，
他们得了神的赏赐
，They receive God's blessing，
他们失去方向
，But they lost their direction，
他们羡慕当时的非利士人，羡慕当地的迦南人，就学习效仿他们。
They began to envy Philistines and the people around them。
如果你要看这个列王记上，当以利亚在那里向神祷告的时候，说他重修祭坛。
That's why when you read in the Old Testament that Isaiah is there to restore the temple.
所以祭坛是不是太晚？现在就是一个土堆而已。
Yeah, to restore the.
就代表和神的同在。
The place where God is with man.
那为什么以利亚要重修祭坛呢
？Why does Elijah had to restore the altar?
就表明当时的百姓已经远离神了。没有祭坛了，没有祷告了，没有联系了。
Because the people at the time already left the altar, they have no more prayer.
所以以利亚就重新修祭坛。
That's why Elijah are there to restore the altar.
他摆了十二块石头。
He put 12 big stones there.
就你要知道，当时以色列已经分裂了。
At that time, the Israel was already divided.
十个支派在北国
ten tribes on the north,
两个支派在南国
two tribes on the south.
所以以利亚所在的北国其实只有十个支派他只摆十块石头就够了
Elijah was only, need only 10 stones because there are only 10 tribes there.
他为什么还要摆十二块
Why he put 12 stones?
因为他坚信在神国的眼睛里边在神的眼睛里边以色列是一个合一的
Because he believed in God's eye.Israel was the 12 tribes.
当我们教会建堂的时候
，When we began to build our church，
我们奠基的时候
，When we laid the foundation，
我们拿了一本那个金边皮面的中英文圣经
，We got a gold ring bilingual Bible，
还有一个我们教会录的那个有声圣经，我们放了一个铝盒子里面，然后埋在地下，也摆了十二块石头。
We also put 12 stones and put in the box and put right by the foundation.
所以你发现啊，一个教会要成长，你必须要建立祭坛，你才能够抵挡仇敌。
A church to be established must establish your order so that we can fight against the enemy.
若这个时代的教会不宣扬神的关系，你发现百姓就流失，就迷失方向。
If we do not stay close with God, we will lose our direction.
所以以利亚当时问百姓说：“你们是相信神呢，还是相信巴利？”
That's why Elijah asked them, "Are you on the low side or in the Baal side?"
你猜百姓怎么样说
？What did the
他们一言不发。
They stay silent.
为什么不发呢
？Why did they not respond?
他们怕得罪神，也怕得罪巴利。
They don't want to offend anyone.
那我不讲，我两方都不得罪。
Because you have stayed silent, I don't offend either one.
多可怜。对今天，特别对一个正在建堂的教会
，for church that is still building a church building，
我一方面是提醒我自己，也提醒你们教会。
I remind myself and I also remind you，
这个时代需要基督徒警醒。
This is a time where Christians must be vigilant，
因为山下是一个充满了抵挡神的地方。
Because the foot of the mountain is a hostile place。
那第二呢，山下也是一个充满了痛苦的地方。
Also, the foot of the mountain is where a lot of suffering.
所以耶稣一下山
，That's why when Jesus went down to the mountain,
就碰到一些生病的、被鬼附的人。
He ran into a lot of sick and evil spirit possessed people.
所以今天啊，当你在教会当中的时候呢，你真的需要关心一些有病的。会关心一些特别需要照顾的人。
That's why church must care for the sick and people who are in need.
像耶稣在世上三年半这么忙碌的服侍，可以说是马不停蹄的跑。
When Jesus was serving for 3 years, he never stopped.
但他常常去照顾或者是去留心那些需要帮助的人，为他来祷告。
He is constantly with people who are in need. He prayed for them.
我讲一个新鲜的见证，就发生在上个礼拜四。
I tell you something that happened last Thursday.
那我们教会有位姐妹，她的哥哥呢，去那个去纽约上周啊，那个温斯顿那边去钓鱼去。
A sister went to upstate Westchester to go fishing.
就路上呢，轮胎坏了。
On the way, she had a flat tire.
而她就下来换轮胎。
So she came down to change the tire.
所以我提醒大家，如果轮胎坏的话，千万不要下车。
I said, if you have a flat tire, don't get off on the road.
把车停到旁边，赶快躲掉，因为这非常危险，就你在的时候。
Because don't just park it, but put your car in the shoulder and stay away.
结果他换轮胎的时候，有辆车就过来把他撞
了。She was changing the tire.
你知道，一个人在车外被车撞的话是非常危险的，等于说是鸡蛋碰石头。
When you are hit by a coming vehicle, you are like an egg hitting a rock.
就他就失去知觉，然后这个整个这个盆骨呢全是碎了，然后这个肋骨呢也撞断
了，
然后肋骨呢把肺又给戳了个洞，人整个的昏迷就没有，已经没有生命迹象。
They saw no sign of life when they see
him. 但是警察就根据他的驾照就找到他太太啊，太太又找到教会这个等于说他的这个妹妹。就是告诉这些不幸的事情。
They were able to from license to contact the family.
其医生呢就说几乎没有希望。
那
撞得非常厉害。
The doctor said there is very little hope.
他跟我们讲之后，教会的立刻就为他祷告。
So when we heard about the whole church began to pray.
还有弟兄姐妹为他来进食祷告。
Some fasting in the prayer.
你知道吗？当这样祷告的时候，你发现，真要起来跟他祷告的时候，事情就开始扭转。
When Christians get together to pray, things begin to change.
他完了，他输了八袋血。
They became 8 bags of blood.
血输进去，然后满腹腔里的血都流出来。
Now they complete the all the blood in her body, in his body.
但然后弟兄姐妹因为他祷告的时候呢，血流慢慢就止住。
When we begin to pray, they say that the bleeding began to stop.
人还是昏迷的。
He was still unconscious.
一天以后呢，医生决定给他实行手术，把里面血拿出来，你把骨头要整一下，就整个弱，让内脏就是在一个架构当中。
So they open him up, do all the operation to fix him.
你说这个手术需要5到7个小时。
It took about 7 hours surgery.
手术做完了，人还是昏迷的。
After that, he was still unconscious.
这弟兄继续为他祷告。
The whole church can continue to pray for him.
然后医生说，暂时不可能的奇迹发生，他竟然能够苏醒过来。
And something, doctor says impossible happened. He become conscious.
所以山下是一个充满痛苦的地方。
That's why the mountain, the bottom of the mountain is full of pain and suffering.
所以我们弟兄姐妹在教会里面，我们特别要留意一些有困难、有疾病、被捆绑、受各样重压的人。
That's why people in the church must pay attention to people who are in need, who are under bondage.
因为这正是教会所要担负的责任。
Because this is the task of the church.
那么山下呢，又是一个悖逆的地方。
Also, the bottom of the mountain is where the rebellion is taking place.
在马太福音17:1-17说，哎，这又不信又悖谬的时代啊，我在这里与你们，要到等到几时呢？
That's why Jesus said, "This rebellious nation, how long do I have to stay with you?"
耶稣的时代是这样。
That was what happened when Jesus.
今天仍然是这样。
Today is still the same.
在整个基督教历史里面，你发现啊，信仰都受到抵挡，都受到一个歪曲。
You look at the history, the faith is constantly under distortion and attack.
所以做一个教会。
That's why to have a church.
不只是在教会里面讲道而已。
Not do you only preach in the church.
要为这一个荒谬、悖谬的时代来祷告。
You must pray for this rebellious society.
那我们知道在前大概前几天吧，那台湾有一个最大的马祖庙啊，然后马祖迎出来来出游。
In Taiwan, a couple of days ago, there's a big Buddhist temple in Taiwan.
那报纸说啊，万人空巷都出来，都来迎接。
Many of people come to watch the parade.
明明是一个虚无的神，但是呢，人却把它当成真神来拜。
It were just a wooden idol, but people worship it as real God.
所以很多人说看不见真神，却敬拜假神。
They say I cannot see the invisible real God, but I see the idols.
但很可惜，今天教会呢，很多教会的已经都不再传福音。
That's why, unfortunately, many churches stop to preach the gospel.
所以主耶稣说啊，你们要去啊，
Jesus
大使命。要传福音
to share the gospel,
啊，要教训这个门徒
to teach them to become disciples.
但是今天很少教会认真去做传福音的工作。
A very few churches actually go to preach the gospel.
包括我们教会
including ourselves.
我们教会是个很好的教会，我敢说，但是我还有很多的地方，我们传福音不好。
We are a good church, but we are not.
我们都是开门等人进来传福音。
We are always waiting for people to come in.
我们却很少去主动去冲击、去出击。
We never take initiative to go out.
我上两星期我就找我们教会同工开会，我说我们教会这么多年来是不务正业。
I told my coworkers we have not been doing job properly.
我不是批评大家。
I'm not putting.
因为传福音是我们的主业，你知道吗
？Because the main mission of the church is to share the gospel.
但我们有教会太多的节目。
We have a lot of programs.
反而把真正的目的怎么样就忘记了。
But we neglect the main work.
所以这个时代虽然是又不信又背谬。
Because this is a rebellious and unbelief time.
大家任何的这个情况下什么，神都把传福音的负担给了你，也给了我。
Under that, whatever condition, God gave us the task to share the gospel for the church.
你要用各种不同的方法为福音开一条新路。
We must use all the way possible to share the gospel.
那我们教会有个姐妹，她的妹妹是得了这个类风湿性关节炎，非常痛苦，这个腰也弯不起来。但后来就有一种那个运动叫柔术球，她发现自己这个身体慢慢的好起来。
A sister was suffering from some bone disease, but then she discovered some sort of exercise that helped her.
我们这个姐妹呢是个小组长。
She's a small group leader.
她从这个运动当中，她就想到说，如果啊，我们这个地方能够开展一个健身班的话，可能会吸引很多没有信主的人来，是一个福音的合场。
You see, we open a room for this exercise, we might attract a lot of people to come here.
她就找来，然后项目师，他会觉得。我想用这样一个方法来传福音。
So he come to talk to me, say maybe that's the way I want to method to share the gospel in our church.
然后我就支持他。
So I support her.
他经过策划，现在教会开始有一个柔力球的班。
So we have a we plan it out and now we have a exercise class.
其实没有训练几次，但我就看到了不断有新朋友进来。
So I see many new people come to our church.
从来没有听过福音，没有来过教会的。
People who have never been to church or heard the gospel before.
一般教会呢，有时候呢会信一些，但有个人呢永远不会来教会。
Church will attract some people, but some people never come.
所以必须要透过一些不同的方式方法，让他能够来到教会。
We must use different activity to attract them.
第三，我们要重温使命再出发。
Thirdly, we must review our mission so that we can walk out again.
所以说圣经里边呢，基督徒有两条命。
That's why there are two commandments for us.
一个是大使命，一个是大诫命。
One is what great commission and one is great commandment.
这两个可以说是同等的重要。
These are equally important.
如果你单单履行大使命却没有大诫命的时候，你发现你的服事就没有力量，也没有办法持久。
Without the great commandment, doing the great commission, you would be very feeble.
如果你只有大诫命，就彼此相爱，却没有一个福音使命的时候，你发现呢，你没有动力。
But if you have the great commandment to love one another without a great mission, there's no movement.
所以在我们教会呢，有一个马丁路德宗教改革500周年有一个挂图展，预计要展到4月29号。
Our church now have a display of Martin Luther Reformation in until April.
那天你参加教会的现场典礼的时候，你可能太忙，没有上二楼去，正在展出。
Many of you might went up to take a look the other day.
那个展出其实非常重要。
That exhibition is very important.
就讲到在马丁路德那个时代。
He talked about the time of Martin Luther.
到现在五百年。
Past 500 years.
教会所走过的路程。
The experience of the church.
要在中世纪的时候呢，他们基本没有履行大使命。
In the Middle Age, they did not care for the Great Commission.
他们不是靠传福音这种方式来带人信主的。
They did not share the gospel to make people believe.
而是以基督徒家庭基督徒就成为基督徒，其实并没有经过重生。
They use that each Christian family without experience being born again.
你爸爸是基督徒。
When your dad is a Christian.
我生下就是基督徒。
And then your son is a Christian.
那我跟神的关系
？My relationship with God.
只因为我爸爸是信徒而已。
Because of my dad believes.
所以这种观念就导致基督徒呢和神没有这种追求，只是文化的基督徒，民意的基督徒。
That's why back then there's a lot of cultural Christian in name only.
所以他们对真理一无所知。
They did not really understand the truth.
所以当时的教皇说：“你想上天堂吗？你想得救吗
？”That's why the Pope, you want to go to heaven, you want to be saved.
有一个好方法。
There's a quick way.
就用钱来买赎罪券，用钱来买天堂的门票。
By giving money to the church, you can buy tickets to heaven.
但是好多农民。
That's why a lot of
people.
They did not understand the Bible.
不知道因信称义道理。
They did not understand.
他把一生的积蓄就拿来买一张天堂券，放在胸口里边，以为他就可以上天堂了。
That's why a lot of people go to church to pay money to buy the ticket to heaven.
对马丁路德说，不，这不是真的。
But Martin Luther said, no.
人得救，你必须经过你的一个决定，一个选择，你才能回上帝的怀中。
You are saved by choosing.To choose to believe in God.
所以后来很多宗教改革派呢，他们就不给婴孩施洗。
That's why a lot of Reformed churches don't believe in baptism of the baby.
我不是说小孩受洗不可以，就是说当小孩子什么，他没有经过思想的这种辨认和这种确认，只是因为父母亲让他受洗，他就受洗。
That's why I'm not against infant baptism, but when a child baptized did not really make a decision.
所以就很多的重洗派，就说你信长大以后呢，你要重新决定，来重新做一个选择。啊，我叫
confirmation.
Confirmation 就是。
That's why.